Okay, my name is Walter Mayon. I'm the artistic director of theatre here at home, and I'm really excited about our new seasons. I just thought I'd pick out some highlights for you. The first one is we do the world premiere of Paul Auster's City of Glass. This is a co-production between the Lyric Theatre in London, 59 Productions, and ourselves. And Duncan McMillan, who's one of the leading playwrights in the UK, has adapted Paul Auster's masterpiece, in my view. I'm a huge fan of Paul Auster, and to have his work here on stage, which will be incredibly visual, because 59 Productions is really a company renowned for its video mapping and really, like, I would almost say 22nd century technology. And to have Paul Auster coming as well. So he's going to come and also do some book signing, and it's going to be really, truly amazing. The second piece I'd like to highlight is Rose by Martin Sherman. This is a revival of a show which started at the National and was done 18 years ago. And we just thought this is really timely because we live in a time of refugee crisis. And this is a story of the experience of Jewish life, basically, starting in the 20s and then basically leading until 2000 in a way. Dame Janet Sussman is going to play Rose. And through her life, we see something, on the one hand, very political, but also really personal. And the great thing about Martin Sherman's writing, it is dark, yes, but it's incredibly funny as well. So it's a beautiful piece of writing. Richard Beecham will be directing, and I'm really looking forward to seeing that. I will be doing Vanya myself, Uncle Vanya by Chekhov. I've done a bit of Chekhov in drama schools, but never professional production. Still in the process of finding the right adapter, but we're almost there. I'm working with a fantastic set designer in Berlin called Steffi Wurster, who's going to design here. And like you can see with everything, we're just trying to also, we have great writing, but we're also really trying to get amazing visuals to it as well. Vanya is one of my favorite pieces by Chekhov, and I'm really looking forward to making that work in autumn 17. And these are basically our home productions. But then, of course, we've got so much other stuff coming up. One of the highlights is always that we work with all the departments on Viva, which is our Spanish-speaking festival. It runs for 3 weeks. And this year, the theatre side will have more of a Barcelona focus. We'll have Sol Pico, one of the leading flamenco dancers of her generation, who's just won an award for Best Spanish Dance. And another highlight for me is a production called Birdie, which deals with migration and is a fantastic, sort of very multimedia, modern piece of responding to a crisis which we all are dealing with. We're also going to focus on a writer from Barcelona called Josep Miro, and we're going to do two scratch performances of two of his plays. So we're trying to introduce the voice of Barcelona, and then we've got Emma Franklin coming in. So lots of activity and working with the visual art and the film team. So it's going to be a huge, well, three-week festival, and we're really excited about that one. And maybe just, I mean, there's so much stuff, but maybe one of, for me, a personal highlight is that we will welcome Boy Blue from London with a street dance performance of Black, White, Grey. Kendrick Sandy, who runs the company, is an amazing choreographer. And so this piece is basically premiering at the Barbican and then coming to us 2 weeks later. And I think just for street dance, and that our building is basically really welcoming all audience from all different areas, from dance, and I think that will be hugely, hugely exciting. Then we also have Rosie Kay. So we have basically, we're trying to program two pieces of dance, and Rosie Kay will do a piece called MK Ultra, which is a completely new piece of work, and that's going to be in our building as well. So I think that's hugely exciting from the dance point of view. Then, so some of you might have seen The Institute by Gecko, and we're really, really happy to work with them again. This time we've co-commissioned this new show, which is called The Wedding, and it's going to be coming here in September. And it's just fantastic to have a relationship with Gecko. I think it's one of the most inspiring companies because they take physical theatre to a really next level. And then in light of Brexit, we basically have been talking to the National Theatre, who are doing a complete new piece, which is called My Country, directed by Rufus Norris, the artistic director of the National, and Carol Ann Duffy, the poet laureate, to create basically a show which is not a play in a way, but it's listening to people's voices, basically. So the National has basically gone around the country and interviewed lots of people about their opinions. And I don't know exactly what it's going to be, but it just sounded really good that the theatre and the arts responds basically to a decision which will basically be in people's minds for many, many years to come. So it's like an immediate response, basically. We'll continue our great work in Theatre 2, which is our second space, and we'll present emerging companies or established companies, for example, like Shit Theatre or Breach Theatre or Jack Rooks. And all of them basically are much more theme-based or issue-driven. And so we believe that Theatre 2 will become a real hub for experimental work, and we're delighted to share it with Manchester audiences. So lots to look forward to, and I hope that there's something for everyone, and looking forward to seeing you in our building.